B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, where Beasley Media Group station.
97.5 The Fanatics Trust the Contest. 5K a day free money giveaway.
Presented by the New Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN.
Oh, I misunderstood you. By the way, this hour's keyword is preset. Yes, like you should have 97.5 The Fanatic preset on your radio. Enter the keyword preset on the Fanatic app, 975thefanatic.com, or by texting preset to 45911. By 1:15 p.m., we'll call you. You're randomly selected. You'll win $1,000. Everybody that enters on our app or website will be qualified for a $10,000 grand prize. Rules for this nationwide contest are available at 975thefanatic.com. Enter the keyword preset on the Fanatic app and at 975thefanatic.com or by texting preset to 45911 by 1:15 p.m. Our Fanatic Trust the Contest 5K a day cash giveaway is presented by the all-new Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code GREEN. Here's Coach O. Let me go to Sam. Sammy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sam.
Cuz, how we doing?
What's up, Sammy?
Yeah, I'm stoked, man. Great win last night. I know you're down about the Eagles. I want to tell you a quick story before I get to the Sixers. Maybe it'll put a smile on your face, okay?
Yes.
So me and my girl were on a cruise ship, right? And we're watching the game on at this like sports bar on the cruise ship, right? And it's mostly people rooting against the Eagles.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it was. For whatever reason, people were rooting against the Eagles. And it was me, my girl, an older woman, and her son, who was probably around my age, mid-20s, watching the game, right? And right before the fourth down play, this guy comes up, puts his arm around me and my girl and his mom, and he just goes, listen, win or lose, I bleed green till I bleep and die. And it was just like, that's right, brother. No matter what happens, like, I bleed green till I die. It was just I don't know. I thought it made you smile.
That is awesome. No, it does. That's great. It's a great story, brother. That's awesome, Sammy.
Yeah, it was like, you know, it was like we're out here in the middle of the ocean, but we're still Philly, you know.
That's
what I mean?
It. That's exactly right, man. That's good. Yeah. And that bonding, like, that's cool. That's that is very cool, man. I dig that.
Yeah. So anyway, the Sixers, phenomenal win. I told you yesterday I had a feeling, like I really did. Have a feeling that we were going to take care of business last night. I think the roster construction to this point in the season has frustrated a lot of people, and rightfully so. But with Joel out for could be 2 months, that's why we did this. That's what insurance like Al Horford does for you. And he showed up last night. Richardson showed up. The whole team showed up last night, really. And, it was a great win. I tried to offer a Celtics fan some popcorn after the game to eat with his L, but he slapped it out of my hand. I guess.
Did he really? With a J.O., yeah. There was a lot of them there last night. A lot of green maggots.
There was a lot of green in there last night.
I saw some too, yeah.
I don't know. I get a little testy when I see green people clapping in their friends' faces and stuff. I'm
you
like,
know what's funny? The same thing. And I don't know why. It's such a character flaw. But, like, I'm standing there, and there's this couple Celtic. I'm with my niece, Domenica, and there's a couple Celtic fans, like, down in the row. And they're, like, you know, they're kind of carrying on. And I find myself, like, giving them dirty look, which is not, like, you know. Like, I'm starting to get aggravated, which is so unbecoming, you know?
I mean, I don't know. It's just, it comes across as disrespect to me, right?
Yes.
Like it's like you're going to come in my house and not take your shoes off when everyone else did or whatever. You know, that's just how it comes off to me. And I was I knew they weren't going to keep making all those threes, right? In that first quarter, when they couldn't miss from three, I was like, let's take a breath. They're gonna start missing. You know what I mean?
I agree. Real quick. Go ahead, Sammy.
One last thing. I'm so happy Matisse is back, man. I think when you break down the anatomy of this Sixers squad, Matisse Thybulle is the heart of the team. He gets everyone up. They want to play defense because they want to show this young kid that if you play hard and you play defense, you can go a long way in this league. So I really think Matisse being back is an underrated aspect. I'm so happy he is.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Yep, I love Matisse. Thank you, Sam. I like him and Ben together on the floor. But it's funny, you know, Sam brought up that first quarter, and it's the first quarter where they give up 35 to Boston, and people were freaking out. And you heard it on social media. People were calling to bring the heat line, how frustrated they are. They're freaking out. Johnny State, come out. It's the first quarter.
Yep.
You never watched an NBA game?
It's a game of runs, right?
First quarter doesn't matter.
And the Sixers played pretty well at second half. Won the game. Here we go. Ben's not going to take over. Finished with 19-9, right? That's a pretty good game.
I don't. I said this to start the show, and it got mocked, and it's the poll. And the poll is, are we too harsh on the Sixers? Like, I don't mean it like in that. Like, you know, listen, I get the grousing and all. But I feel like we are overly critical of the Sixers.
Well, 67% say no.
Still?
Yeah, still.
Damn.
Almost 2,000 votes now.
You agreed with me. We're in a staunch minority here.
Because it's ridiculous. They have one bad quarter, and it apparently encapsulates the entire season.
You guys got to explain to me why you feel this way. I hear people overreact all the time. I don't know, part of it's the football thing that we look at everything like it's a football game or a football season.
So the Sixers are what, 25-14 now? They've played 39 games, not even at the midway point of the season. And somebody was tweeting at me yesterday saying like, wow, Brett Brown hasn't figured this out yet. And I did the whole, well, give him time. It's a brand new team, and you're not even midway through the season. You're at game 39. And then somebody else responds with, it's the same excuse the last 3 years. Well, here's the thing. I know you don't want to hear it.
What do you mean excuse? Like, the first year, they go to the playoffs 2 years ago.
Yes.
And they lose to Boston. Which, I think they handled themselves well, right? They beat Miami.
Yep.
And then they lost to Boston. All right. Last year, they lose on a quadruple dunk.
Yes.
Doink. You know, and maybe if the big guy doesn't have Chick-fil-A-itis, you know, they win the series.
And at the same time.
And I got this year. So I don't understand the grousing. Like, well, I understand if you go to five NFC championship games or four NFC championship games and don't get to the Super Bowl or whatever.
But it bothers me when the guy goes, well, it's the same excuse. But the thing is, it's real, though. It is a new team each of the last 3 years. This year's team is totally different than last year's team. And last year's team is totally different than the team you had 2 years ago when you did lose to the Celtics. Like, I don't want to be this Brett Brown apologist because I'm not. I'm critical of Brett, and I don't know what the future holds for Brett Brown. But the people that are like, oh, my God, fire Brett Brown, bring in another coach to light a spark. It's 39 games in the season.
Yeah, like if they weren't in playoff contention, I mean, they're a couple games out of the two seed.
They're three games behind the Heat for the two seed. They're 2.5 back after last night of the Celtics for the three seed.
I know.
I get it. The fifth seed is not where you want them to be, but it's game 39. So quick math, they've what, 43 left? 43 games left to try to move up. Three wins to get to the two seed? They're acting as if it's like there's only three games left in the regular season.
I agree. Hey, dude, are you in on this movie? Because you're not a movie guy.
All right,
it's your only flaw, that and your love of the cult.
I'm going to see a movie this weekend. Two movies this weekend, I think, actually.
You are?
Yes.
What are you going to see?
The 1917 film, I really want to see
good.
That.
Yeah, that looks really good.
I'm interested in seeing the Uncut Gems, the Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, you know what? You know what I heard yesterday? In fact, Tyrone said it, or Natalie said it. It's always that they're a huge fan of that Adam Sandler loves the Mikey Mish show.
Is that right?
Yeah, that was awesome. He's a sports guy, Adam Sandler.
Yes, he is.
He's a real good. You know, I always liked him because in any kind of sports thing, like, you know, he messes around. He plays ball.
Yeah. There's a video of him at LA Fitness, I think, balling out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, like, I love that about him. He's a sportsman.
Good golfer, too, because of Happy Gilmore, of course. But yeah, I'm interested to see those two movies this weekend. So what do you got?
All right, so does this sound... This sounds good to me. The movie is called Gentleman. Guy Ritchie movie, The Gentleman. The story follows American expat Mickey Pearson, Matthew McConaughey, who was built a highly profitable marijuana empire in London. When word gets out that he's looking to cash out of the business, a host of colorful, if entirely illegitimate figures scheme, bribe, and blackmail their way to try and steal Mickey's domain out from under him.
This is coming out soon, isn't it?
Yeah.
I saw a preview of it during one of the sports games.
Oh, did you?
It looks good. I'm in on it.
I got the synopsis emailed to me. The Gentleman, a Criminal Class.
There's a part where I think he...
I love English gangster movies.
He walks out of like a hotel room or a motel room with a knife and just drops it and just walks away. Yeah, no, it looks
good. I'm a big fan of the English gangster movie.
Yeah, I'm in on that.
Yeah, I love the English... I love English gangster movies. God, I'm a big Guy Ritchie fan. I thought you were out, because you're out on everything. You don't watch anything.
I don't have that urge to go to the theaters and watch something. But I might this weekend.
All right. Let me get to Johnny in Dallas. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, Ant, what's going on?
Joe, coming your way, John.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's why I had to check in. I was like, what's this I hear? He's coming to the game. What?
Yes, I'm coming to the game tomorrow. You going to the game?
Yeah, you know what? I might have to find a way to weasel my way over there, too, now that I heard that.
Yeah.
A little disappointed, obviously, that JoJo's not going to be playing, but, you know, it is what it is.
That's all right. Ben Doncic. I can't wait to watch. I can't wait to watch that.
You coming down with your peoples, or just
going down with the fellas, with the team.
All right, I might have to find you there. I'll just look for the gang. I'm gonna wear my big red jacket.
Well, what's it called? You still have the digits?
Oh, no. I don't.
All right, well, Tunis will give them to you, so you can...
All right, I'll be in the house. You know, I'll be six-haired up. I'll be wearing my big, you know, the big bright red jacket you like. So hopefully they can sneak out that with a W, too. I was good yesterday. I like how they played. I feel like that's how they're going to have to play, you know, obviously with this next month or so. Everyone's kind of got to give you something. You know, even if it's a Norvell Pell that just comes off the bench and gives you...
Yeah, well, he's got you need another rib protector.
Right, like a random 6 points and blocks. I mean, what I like about him, there's been times where he's been dunked on, but he just doesn't care. He's like, look, this is my, like, this is my shot. I'm going to just go for it. Every time somebody comes to the rim, I'm going to go for the block. If they dunk on me, they dunk on me, you know?
Yes.
Because part of me, I'm watching it yesterday, and I think he had altered somebody's shot, and in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, I'm wondering when Tatum or Jaylen Brown is going to posterize him. Like, a little part of me is like, looking, thinking like they're going to try to go at him. But, you know, even him, and then I know Burke didn't play well yesterday, but he's been kind of, you know, playing well for them this last year. So I feel like everyone's just going to have to step up. Like you guys mentioned Tease a little earlier. He didn't give them anything really points-wise yesterday, but you see the difference he makes on defense.
Yeah, he got a big offensive board. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, and like, I just love him and Ben playing defense together. I love when they're on the floor together.
And I'm critical of Ben, you know, at times too. But yesterday, I was happy with how he played. He was in the post, finishing little turnarounds. Because I'm just like, you know what? If he's not going to shoot, he's not going to shoot. I can't have him missing gimmies though at the basket. You know what I mean? There's a couple times where I feel like he's hit and they just don't give him the call. Like he gets to the lane and I feel like the guy like slaps him and the ref's just like, look at him. But, you know, I can live with him. You know, if he's not going to shoot, it's fine. You don't want to shoot the three. We're not going to sit here. There's no point in harping on that, you know, over and over. But you got those little jumpers in the lane. I feel like sometimes they have those little, when he gets those little jumpers in the lane, I almost feel like he makes it harder than he has to. Like, he, instead of just going straight up, he like fades back.
No. Yeah, I hear you. Like, you know, there are times, I mean, we all see the same thing. Like, you know, just go stronger, get fouled, you know, at times. I'm happy that he's, the like, I thought he played a good ball. I thought he played a really good game last night. And
yeah, he did. And,
go for it.
No, my bad. And then, I mean, with the Eagles, I'm going to tell y'all, I'm like you, man. The second Carson got hurt, I just mentally checked out. Like
I checked out, too. Yeah.
Yeah. I just sat there and watched it like a zombie. Like, I couldn't even get angry. I just sat there. Like, I just kept watching. Like, even when they, like, you know, when they weren't scoring, when they needed to, I was just like, yeah, whatever. Like, they're not going to win this game. Like, and I'm not even, I don't even care if Clowney got fined or whatever. Like, I was just past it. I'm like, I don't care. It's not going to change anything.
I had the same feeling. Like, I lost all my will to text to, like, my cousin and my friends. Like, I was like, I'm not even. Like, the minute he went out, it was it. I did the same thing. I checked out. I was like, it's over.
And I had a couple Cowboys fans, they felt kind of weak, Raz. I mean, they were just like, yeah, man, you know, whatever.
Yeah, because they know that's weak. All right, Johnny, hold on 1 second, John. Hold on. Talk to the Tunis. Let's go to, where are we at? Ray in Deptford, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Ray.
What's up, man?
How you doing, pal?
Good, man. So I was, I don't love the idea of signing a 32-year-old safety to a new contract. So I was looking at safeties on expiring contracts, not free agents, but, you know, close to their end of their deal. You were talking yesterday about trading Zach Ertz. Do you think it's any possibility to try to trade Zach Ertz and maybe even give up a pick for Jamal Adams?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, why would the Jets do that?
Well, I mean, maybe as a safety blanket for Sam Darnold. You know, I don't know. But yeah. I just...
I mean, I love Jamal Adams. If you're
back to Ertz and you give up like a fifth-round pick or, you know, throw something in.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. I just don't know why the Jets would even consider. He's their best player on defense.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm asking you.
Yeah. I get your qualms about Malcolm's age, but here's the one thing about him. He doesn't miss games. He's such a leader. He's a great player. Like, what he does, play in the slot, tight end, he can blitz, him. Like,
he almost plays linebacker.
I mean, he does. I he's such a great leader. Like, he means something. I hear you on the age. I do. And I
got one more for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
You cut me off.
Sure.
Is it possible at all to move Alshon even for like a seventh, like just to get rid of him? Maybe the team eats a little bit of his cap hit.
Now, we were talking to Tim McManus, and he thought that he would just kind of go away, that they would just kind of dump him because the injury is going to bleed in the next year, and then you eat whatever the cap is. So nobody's going to give you anything for him.
There are some other safeties on expiring contracts, by the way. I like Malik Hooker, Peppers. Right.
Listen, when he does, he's so versatile.
Yeah.
Right? Like, his versatility is really unique.
But if Schwartz doesn't come back, does that affect Malcolm's value if he's not used in the same way, you know?
It's going to be a 4-3 guy. You're talking about a safety that at times will come down when you're playing. Like, nobody plays 4-3. You know, you're in nickel and dime, and you're in those packages so much that, you know, it's almost irrelevant other than up front. I think he's such a player that I think you need to resign him. You ask me.
Yeah.
You know.
I got you.
Thanks, brother. Great. Have a great weekend. I'm a Malcolm fan, man. I what he does. You know, I think you got to pay him, and you do it so where, you know, this year's guaranteed type of thing, and where it doesn't hurt you if you got to move on in 2 years. Grant, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Grant?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Yeah, I kind of agree with what you were saying earlier. I think people are being way too hard on the Sixers. Kind of like you were saying earlier how, you know, an individual NBA game is a game of runs. The season is a game of runs. Okay, yes. They lost four in a row. At some point here coming up, you know they're going to win, you know, 10 out of 11 or something like that.
Right.
You know, it's like I say, they're still on pace for over 50 wins. They're, you know, a couple games out of the two seed. They're, you know, I think the thing that keeps throwing people off, and it's thrown me off a little too, is that the conference is a lot stronger than people thought it was going to be. You know, nobody thought Boston was going to be quite as good. Thought they were going to be decent, but they're playing better than people thought they probably would. Certainly the same with Miami and Indiana's even playing better than without Oladipo. So, I mean, it's a strong conference this year. It's kind of frustrating in a way.
See,
for all the years.
I don't know if it's that strong.
I think it's stronger than it. At least record-wise at the moment, I think it's stronger than, you know, people thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, honestly, I think the West is supremely better.
Oh, I agree, but, I mean, did you think Miami was going to have the win total they're at right now? They're on pace for probably about 55 wins. Did you think that?
Right. And listen, they have a veteran type of team. I hear you. I guess my answer would be there's so many bad teams.
There are.
That, you know, you kind of chew up wins against really bad teams.
Yeah, and the problem, like I've said this to some friends and everybody the last couple of days, the Flyers and Sixers have the exact same problem. They both can beat the best teams in their sport at home, and they both struggle to beat even mediocre teams on the road. And I don't know how to fix that, but that's what the problem is. But, I think overall, you know, they're playing well. And the thing I do love about the Sixers, and you guys were also kind of saying earlier, is, you know, I like the fact that, you know, last night it was Richardson who stepped up. You know, we've seen Harris step up a lot of nights. Obviously Embiid and, you know, Simmons can have big games. I like the fact that when you're playing against this team, you can't really defend to take out one particular person because there's enough guys that can step up. Now, it might not work, but they do at least have that ability to have a kind of closer by committee.
Yeah, I agree with that. I hear you. You know, usually it's, you know, like one guy or at least play, you know, where you can have a two-man game type of thing. Thanks, brother. We appreciate it, Grant. Yeah, when you look at the conference, the only problem is, like, it's in the West. The West is awesome. Lakers, Denver, Clippers. I hate the Rockets, but the Rockets are there. Utah, Dallas. OKC's not bad. Spurs, and they're you know, under 500. They're no good. But other than that, and you know, you got Portland. I expect Portland to play a little bit better. And other than Golden State, there's no real complete direct team. Whereas Atlanta, Knicks, Cleveland, Washington, Chicago, Detroit, especially now that Griffin's out. I mean, there's some bad teams right there. Really bad teams. Let's go to Phil. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Phil.
Yo, man. How you doing, man?
What's going on, Phil?
Not much, man. It's the first time I called your show, man. I listen to you every
Welcome,
day down
man.
In VA.
Thanks, brother.
You do a great job. Hey, man, just on my thing, I'm only going to speak for myself, lifelong Sixers fan. The reason why I think people have an issue with this particular team, and I'm not one of them where I'm completely out, but I'm just not sold on this team, is because I don't think the players are sold on this team. I don't feel that. When you see guys like, let's say Ben, and I love Ben, but let's say him over the summer putting out the videos of him shooting and everything like that, you get my beak wet thinking I'm going to see a different Ben and a new wrinkle added to your game, and you don't actually enhance that during the season, it's a waste to me. And it makes me a little bit fearful come playoff time. I don't care about the regular season as much besides positioning, but come playoff time, that's my concern. What are we going to be doing in the playoffs? What is our mentality going to be in the playoffs? Is our mentality going to be that guys aren't going to be able to show up because they got tummy aches, or guys aren't going to be able to shoot the ball in games where we need them to shoot the rock because they're wild?
Well, I remember. I mean, you know, there's a difference between shooting it and being more aggressive. And I agree that he needs to be more aggressive, but what they're going to be in the playoffs is a team that D's up. Like, they're a team that should be a great defensive team, Phil.
I give you that.
You know, and every possession, game slows down, and they've got length. You know, I still think that they're. Yeah, I think you're right, and they need a shooter off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Little punch, little scoring off the bench. But other than that, I got to figure out Horford, Ben, and the spacing between Horford, Ben, and Embiid.
Right. And that's what I'm talking about. When you get in a half-court game, that's the problem.
Yeah, no, but I don't think it's fatal. See, this is my beef, I think, with a lot of guys in your camp.
Okay.
You guys think it's a fatal flaw. I don't. I look at the East, and I'll say this for the millionth time. Other than Milwaukee, who's really going to beat them in series?
I feel you on that.
Right.
Trust me, I do. Because I'm not afraid of Toronto. I'm not afraid
Miami,
of
Miami. Indiana.
Gimmicky, and they're gonna fizzle out. That's what my thing is. You know, so I'm not worried about that. We're worried about the end result, right? Because we went through all these years of the process and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but I can't fast forward. Like, I just think that they're going to be a playoff. Like, I think they're a viable playoff team. So I can't worry about, you know, dissect them, what's going to happen in, you know, June, either against mm-hmm. Milwaukee or the West. I mean, who knows what these teams look like, you know?
But I think that's the problem is I think when you have guys that, and part of it too, a big part of it is the coach, and that's just my belief, you know, when guys aren't following his direction and his leadership, and you get guys asking him in press conferences, what are you going to do when guys ain't shooting?
Yeah, but we go back to the shoot. We're fixated. And listen, Phil, I got to run. Great stuff. Always a great conversation, man. Call again, all right? Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it. We constantly bring up the Simmons doesn't shoot. Oh, another coach gets him to shoot. I don't know about that. I don't know. Pat Riley, does he get Ben Simmons to shoot? I don't know. I covered Pat Riley. He's a great coach, but I don't know if he's, I don't know. I really don't. I don't know if I can just dump every bit of blame on Brown, on Brett for, you know, the whole Simmons not shooting thing. And we're fixated on that. All right, listen, let's take a quick TO. We'll come back. Chunas is poised. And then I'll be talking to you over the weekend because we'll be doing some reports from the games. And, of course, I'll be on Monday from Indianapolis, and we'll talk about the whole weekend football and Sixers, the whole thing. So everybody have a great weekend. Stay tuned. Chunas coming up in a bit. And then Mikey Miss. Have a great weekend, everybody.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew Salchunas, the Chunas, filling in for the rest of the show. Anthony's heading down to the airport. He will be seeing the Sixers take on the Mavs in Dallas tomorrow. We'll also see the Sixers face the Pacers in Indiana. So he is heading down. So I got you the rest of the show. And I'll just continue talking what we're talking about today. And one of the main topics was whether or not Philadelphia has been too hard on the Sixers this season, or too harsh is the word that Anthony was using. And I totally think that Philadelphia has been too harsh on the team. And I get it. High expectations, right? We shouldn't be soft. We shouldn't allow them to play poorly and then us just stay quiet. We shouldn't allow Ben to not shoot or not be aggressive, right? We shouldn't just let it all slide. But at the same time, to say fire Brett Brown in the second quarter of last night's game, to say trade Ben in the second quarter of last night's game, to call Ben Simmons a bust, to say that Elton Brand is not a good general manager, which we were getting a lot yesterday, which was so shocking to me, to say all that stuff, yeah, it's too harsh. because in the end, they beat the Celtics without Joel Embiid. They're 25-14. We're not even at the midway point of the season yet, people. We're not even there. And yet, I think people are just too harsh because we're acting as if it's game 81 right now in the regular season, and the Sixers are either a 7th or 8th seed or not making the playoffs. They are 3 games out of the 2 seed right now. 3 games out. And it's going to be an interesting stretch to see what this team does without Joel Embiid. I said it earlier, I'm kind of concerned that Al Horford is going to play very well as the backup 5, and then when Joel Embiid comes back, I'm concerned that it's going to go back to where it was about a week or two ago where Al Horford didn't know his role and what he was doing. So I'm kind of concerned about that. But right now, I can't worry about that. Right now, I have to focus about what the Sixers have in front of them. And they could be without Joel Embiid for 2 months. And I still think this Sixers team can play well. I think Ben Simmons is going to blossom in these next 2 months. He looked good yesterday going down the low block, posting people up. He looked good yesterday. And yet, they don't get the credit when they deserve credit. They only get criticism, and sometimes it's way over the top. So the Twitter poll that we have running today at 975 Middays, of course, it's brought to you by Marvin Cans Heating, Air Conditioning, and Duct Cleaning. Who can keep your wife warm this winter? Cans can with emergency HVAC repair service available 7 days a week and special financing on a new Trane heating and cooling system. If you need one, visit MarvinCans.com today. Really, the final numbers. Is Philadelphia too hard on the Sixers? 2,000 votes. 68% say no, 32% say yes. I'm surprised that the majority are saying no, because I feel like we are way too hard on this Sixers team. Hey, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Steve in Newtown. Steve, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, hold on. Let me take you off speaker. Yeah, I just wanted to talk real quick about the Sixers, and I think they're, you know, what you said about Al Horford, I think he will actually start getting his feet under him and start playing better, and when Embiid gets back, you know, when he's off the court, when he gets back on the court, he'll know what to do better. But
yeah, but he's playing a different position now, and I hope that Brett Brown sees the things that Al Horford can do, and maybe he can figure it out playing these two guys together once Embiid is back. I mean, I'm looking at something way down the line because Embiid could miss 2 months, but it's just it's a fear in the back of my mind right now.
Now I put a lot of action on NBA prop player bets, and I'm looking at these guys that are real cheap, great shooters that are just playing their backup guys that maybe we can grab, you know, off the heap. And, I mean, I could throw, like, Marco, you know, he played with us. He plays, like, 2 minutes a game. That guy Garrison Matthews averages, like, 4 threes a game on Washington. I mean, Bullock, he plays on New York. He's kind of a vet. I mean, there's a bunch of guys out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see, Steve, and I appreciate the call. It'll be interesting to see what the buyout market's going to be and what trade value is going to be for some players. I mean, here's the thing. We all remember, and people didn't like it, but we all remember what Elton Brand said. It'll all make sense soon at the end of the draft. And he made all those trades for second-round picks. And one of the trades he made was not taking Carson Edwards, and he ends up drafting Matisse Thybulle, and people lost their minds, and Carson Edwards is now a two-way player for the Celtics, and Matisse Thybulle, the Sixers missed him for the 7 games that he was out, right? He makes that much of an impact, and it's good to have him back. I know he's not a guy that's going to light up the night for 20 points, but he plays some good perimeter defense, and you got him in the second round. Elton Brand also stockpiled second-round picks that you can hope he can make some trades for. And it's not going to be a starting caliber player. It's going to be backup players. Some of you guys coming off the bench. Your starting five is set. But yeah, Steve was right. I mean, there's going to be guys out there that are available. If Marco Bellinelli is available to come back, sure. Because you need a 3-point sniper off the bench. Because Furkan Korkmaz, we watched last night, he's just not it. I'm ready to move on from Furkan Korkmaz. He turned the ball over twice, almost airballed the three. Did hit a three later in the game, which was a clutch three. But come on now. And, you know, there's other reports. You already see the Ringer put out a report yesterday that the Sixers are in on Robert Covington, who I don't want to see again, but you're starting to see these reports that they're in on players. Davis Bertans from the Washington Wizards, who's a good 3-point shooter. These are guys that you're going to hear the Sixers' names attached to. And there's always the shocking buyout player that you didn't expect, and all of a sudden they're out there available on the market. So Elton Brand, he's got work to do. This team is not finalized, and it's one thing for me to say, it's one thing for you to say. Elton Brand knows it. He knows that he needs to add to this team. He knows that he needs to add to a legit three-point shooter. Anthony keeps on calling for a guy that can come off the bench and score. As much as I do like Trey Burke, he's not that. I mean, Trey Burke's not going to come off the bench and score 20 a night for you. So the Sixers will have work to do. Elton Brand has work to do, and I believe in him. I think he's a good general manager, and that's why I was also shocked yesterday when we asked the 0 to 10 confidence scale. People were saying 5, some were saying 6 for Elton Brand. There was a lot of 7s and 8s, but half of the voting was 6 or lower, and I was shocked to see that because the Sixers have had to do so much turnover because of Brian Colangelo and because of the interim position that Brett Brown did hold. Elton Brand had to make a lot of changes, and I think he did a hell of a job doing it. 610-632-0975. Mikey Miss is coming up at 2 o'clock. But Monday, Clemson and LSU, they're facing off in the national championship game, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you the chance to get an even bigger win when you bet on the game. Sign up with promo code CHAMP and bet at least $1 on the money line at regular odds. And if you win, listen to this, FanDuel Sportsbook will pay you out at 150-1 odds. Just sign up with promo code CHAMP to qualify, and there's plenty more to bet on FanDuel Sportsbook, including parlays. I hit on one last night. Simmons over in points. Al Horford over in points. There's spreads. There's round robins. Special promos running every day like touchdown bonuses and boosted odds. And best of all, FanDuel Sportsbook has lightning fast withdrawals so you can have your winnings in your pocket in as little as 24 hours. I just cashed out something big not too long ago. So sign up with promo code CHAMP, that's C-H-A-M-P, then bet $1 on the Clemson or LSU money line and you'll get paid 150-1 odds in site credit if your bet wins. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to bet today. You must be 21 or older and physically present in New Jersey or PA, first wager only. Bonus issued a non-withdrawable site credit that expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. Minimum $1 moneyline wager. Max $150 bonus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
For people that are getting on me about the temperature in the producer studio, don't worry. I Del McKinnon, who's filling in my seat for the rest of the show, turned it up so Natalie and Tyrone can be happy. I don't see what's wrong with 40 degrees. I don't know. What do I know? I think it feels comfortable. Anyways, Mikey Missy's coming your way at 2 o'clock. The 1 o'clock hour is brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 50 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com. Yeah, so, hey, I still think Sixers fans are just being way too harsh on this team. Not everyone. I think it's the majority of Sixers fans, though. Because, I mean, the poll literally said that 67% of people voting say, oh, no, we're not too harsh on them. And somebody responded with, and this is from Jason, he goes, I don't think it's too harsh. It's okay to be disappointed in 76ers' performance and push them to be better. They need to be motivated, and the fans are doing their part. Honestly, the fans don't care, or the players don't care about you. They don't. Like, you know, when it gets loud at the Wells Fargo Center, yeah, that's always good and all, but for you to say fire Brett Brown on Twitter, for you to call in the sports radio and say Ben Simmons should get traded, you're not motivating them. They don't hear you. So I just think sometimes it's just way over the top. The Ben Simmons is a bust already. Like, how can you tell me that Ben Simmons is a bust this early in his career? Right? Like, okay, I think it was fair to say Markel Fultz was a bust, even though he's playing okay in Orlando, because the guy couldn't get on the court. It's not fair to call Ben Simmons a bust this early in his career. Yeah, he doesn't have the jump shot thing that everybody likes to point out. But 19-9 last night when Joel Embiid was out was pretty good because it helped you beat the Boston Celtics, the team that you're just 2.5 games back for the third seed in the Eastern Conference. Although people make it sound like the Sixers are the 10th seed right now in the Eastern Conference. That's the way people speak about it. The way people speak about Brett Brown and Ben Simmons, and I saw some ridiculous tweets about Joel Embiid. Oh, Joel Embiid's soft. He's got to be out there. I played with a broken finger in my rec league. I don't care what you did in your rec league. Quite frankly, I don't. Joel Embiid has torn ligaments. He's going to be out 2 months. Hall of Fame, the great Reggie Miller, and he talked about it yesterday on the TNT broadcast, that he missed 2 months of his career. 2 months of, I think it was his final season. All right, this guy's in the Hall of Fame. This guy played in the tough days in the 90s. Was he soft? No. So he missed 2 months. Joel Embiid is going to miss 2 months. And now it's up to Brett Brown to figure things out. And I pointed this out when I was on Tuesday, when Anthony was off Tuesday. I talked about something that Brett Brown said following the Monday night win against the Thunder. He pointed out in his press conference postgame that he's been calling more plays than ever before. And that was, I don't know how many games back that went. He didn't specify, oh, I started doing it against the Pacers or I started doing it against the Thunder, if it was just that one game. But he specified that he was calling more plays than ever before. And he's going to have his work cut out for him, because if you're missing your best player for 2 months and you do have talent on this team, it's not like years past where when Joel Embiid went down, you thought that this team had no shot. Because in years past, and we're talking regular season, not playoffs here, but in years past, you would go from Joel Embiid to, no disrespect, but Amir Johnson. You're going from Joel Embiid to another very good basketball player, now Horford. And it's not Joel Embiid goes down, in comes Amir Johnson to pair up with Ben Simmons. It's Al Horford slides to the five. You still have Ben Simmons, and you still have Josh Richardson, and you still have Tobias Harris. And I know Mike Scott got to start the four yesterday. He did some okay things. He wasn't really that much of an impact yesterday. But Brett Brown has his work cut out for him. And it's going to be interesting to see what he figures out. Coming up next is the Mike Missanelli Show. Mike is up at 2. Our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit handtoshouldercenter.com. Thanks to Dylan McKinnon, who slid into my seat. Don't worry, Anthony is heading to the airport. He's going to go see the Sixers take on the Mavericks in Dallas. He'll also see the Sixers take on the Pacers in Indiana. So don't worry, that's why I slid in here. Everything's okay. Anthony's just heading down to that crazy airport that is Philadelphia International Airport so he can catch his flight in time so he can get down to Dallas. Everybody have a great weekend. It sucks. No birds. This is the first time in a while I don't have Eagles postgame to take care of this weekend, so I'm going to kick my feet up, watch some football, and drink a few beers. But everybody have a safe and happy weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.